Vision regarding Alonzo and Diana Abbey. 1867. I saw that Brother Alonzo and Diana Abbey have shunned burdens. God does not want them eased and others burdened. I saw that Brother Alonzo has not been as careful of his time so as to please God. God has given strength. It is not his own. It belongs to God. And when the Lord sees that strength wholly used up for self and doing no good to others, he withdraws the strength. I saw that you must both be willing and anxious to endure privations and suffer for the truth. Deny self for the truth, and make a sacrifice for the truth. I saw, dear brother and sister, that you have acted as though you were made for each other, and all that God required of you was to live and take care of yourselves. The faithful one that has made you a steward requires more than this of you. I saw that you are just as accountable for your strength as those are that God has entrusted with property. God will require what he has lent thee with usury. I saw that you both have been too self-caring, have not denied self. In your food, you have not been as plain as you should have been. I saw if you had lived on plainer food and had it more free from grease, and if Brother A should husband his time carefully and be diligent in business, his health would be better. Sister Diana's health would be better if this change is made in food, and by saving in this way, you can help the cause. And said the angel, "Take thy sister home carefully, and tenderly watch over her, provide for her, and leave not your sister that loves God to be dependent on the cruel mercies of the wicked. I saw a wicked influence is all around her. It has affected her. It has influenced her, but she must be withdrawn from it. As thy days, so shall thy strength be." Deuteronomy 33, verse 25. You must have faith. Look to him for strength. I was shown the lesson taught by Jesus as he hung upon the cross in agony. It was a lesson of compassion, notwithstanding all his distress. He looks to John and to his mother. He says, "Behold thy mother," and to his mother, "Behold thy son." And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. John 19, verse 26-27. Oh, what a lesson of compassion, unbounded compassion, and pity, unsurpassed pity. This lesson was for us, and we will learn and go and do likewise.